as interesting as I would hope for it to be. All-time low was just that fast. It finished in half a day. I had an extra day to work, so I could have worked or I could have played basketball, but I chose to play basketball. Yeah, random side note, I don't get to speak my mind a lot, so I'm going to start using these videos to kind of just tell you guys how I feel about other things besides music. A lot of people ask me on my Twitter and stuff, why isn't he bigger? Why? I can't wait for him to blow up. I can't wait for him to blow up. I heard him on here. I heard him on here. It's only a matter of time. To be honest, I like living my life. I like being able to play basketball. I like spending time with my family. I don't mind being an average Joe, so I don't necessarily know if I want to be Justin Bieber getting his head ripped off in a mall. I don't even think he necessarily chose that life. It gets taxing as an artist, if I could just speak honestly. Like, it's just taxing. I don't want to show the world my life all the time. I don't want to owe the world a selfie or, you know, owe the world anything. I did this because I love making music. I just love making music. That's just one of the things I like to do. I don't ever want to let it ruin my life or consume me or get me to a point where I don't know who I am anymore. And I spend my whole life chasing something and look back and my niece has grown up and my sisters are older and everybody's kind of just, you know, we still love you, but we miss you, we miss you, we miss you. I don't want to be missed forever. I don't want to go on tour forever. I mean, that's just how I feel. That doesn't mean I'm not going to be putting out music and I'm not going to be moving my career forward, but the music just doesn't rule my life. So I do get torn between being the most fashionable, always making sure I'm on top of my Twitter and answering fans and doing things. It's like, I don't necessarily want to do that forever. The music is important to me, and I love making it. And if I change the course of music and I'm the new guy on the block that's killing the industry, that's fine, but it's not my God. It's not. It doesn't define me. My musical success doesn't define me at all. So I'm chilling. God's blessed me with immense talent. I understand that. And wonderful. If it takes me somewhere and it helps me make some money to provide and to bless other people, then and that's what I'm supposed to do, awesome. But I'm not losing sleep about it. I'm just not. Either way, God's in control.